you ready for a hot one, Keith?
I'm always ready for a hot one, Jones. I kind of melt. I'll be honest. I do run hot normally, and then when it's 95 degrees with no wind and significant humidity, I sweat a lot. That's why I got my my cooling towel.
Yeah, you got that back today.
I'm gonna go soak that in ice water in the next break.
The Twitch chat loved that yesterday. They thought that was very cool.
Yeah. They lit up for it. They're like, "Where do I get one? That's so sweet."
They're like,
"That's Keith's signature look.
You look so awesome."
Yeah.
Where do I get one?
Listen, it's radio.
It's really cool.
We happen to be on Twitch and YouTube, but it is an audio medium still, Jones. And so
yeah.
I'm not really going for looks at this point.
I'm gonna tell you,
for comfort.
It's feeling hot early today. We've had some other hot days, but it kind of sneaks up on you.
You think this could be the hottest?
By the time we're getting out of here at 2 o'clock, it's like snuck up on you a little bit. This one's feeling hot early. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you.
Well, the boys are in full pads down there too. They're gonna be feeling.
They are padded up.
Yeah, they are padded up today. Back to back padded up practices.
You think we see some actual hits? We didn't get any hits yesterday.
No.
No.
No. I don't think so.
What are they saving that for? Joint practices?
Yeah.
Next, get them off the ground.
Save it for the Commanders.
Kill somebody.
Yep, that'll be next week.
Okay. Well, we got our eyes here. Day 6 of Patriots training camp. It is the second day in full pads. It's going to be a hot one.
Mm-hmm.
We are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Tom Curran's here to break it all down on a Tommy Tuesday. He's going to join us probably closer to 1 o'clock based on the practice schedule for the Patriots. So not high noon, but still a Tommy Tuesday. A lot of discussion around Happy Gilmore 2. I almost watched it again last night, Keith.
Well, you're getting there.
I'm inching up on it. I got close.
If you go to Netflix, they are promoting the heck out of it. It is right there, right off the rip.
So we figured
everyone's talking about it.
Well, a lot of people are talking about it. I feel like I'm almost about to miss my window to watch it. But we are going to tear off all the Sandler movies. And I mean all the Sandler movies today on a Tier Tuesday.
Now. We should start now just to make sure that we get to all of the films. I even cut a couple out because I was like, maybe people haven't seen
them. What didn't make the cut? Just a second. What was on the cutting room floor?
Well,
I was shocked. I gasped when I saw the list. I was not ready for the list in the show doc.
He's
today.
In a lot of films. He's been a working actor since the early 90s, mid-90s, I guess. And so there's a couple cameos he has.
So we're not
Happy Madison Productions.
We're not worrying about his appearance, as I learned from you on Cosby Show. We're not getting anything like that.
We're not doing TV shows.
Okay, just
no SNL, okay. No Cosby Show. I think he might appear like Deuce Bigalow for a moment. We're not doing Deuce Bigalow, but we're going to do plenty of other.
Okay.
I mean, it's close to 40 films. The guy's had an absolute Hall of Fame career.
We'll
tear those bad boys off.
Yeah,
including the latest one where you have to sit out. You haven't seen it, but Billy and I can weigh in on Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes,
ranks or where that should be tiered.
We, of course, want all your thoughts on that. It'll be a Tier Tuesday, all, and I mean all.
Yeah.
The Sandler movies coming your way at 11:30, plus a Kiefer Madness. Last I knew, we had narrowed it down to two. I'm not sure which way you're leaning, Keith.
We do have two. I'll be honest, the one that Billy sent me scared me. So it's going to be sort of up to Nick. If Nick thinks that one's better than
Nick,
the other one that
Nick,
I gave him.
We know what one we want today,
okay,
Nick. But it is a Kiefer Madness at 12:45 with Jones and Keith here in Foxborough. Lots of ways to get in touch. 617-779-7937. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And on YouTube, you can watch there. You can also chat on YouTube. Maybe send Keith a nice note about it. What do you call that thing again?
My cool towel?
Your cool towel.
Good
place to send Keith direct messages about his cool towel. You can also listen live.
Keeps the body temperature at a proper spot.
Properly regulated. You don't want to overheat.
I was overheating yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
You can also listen on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Bring it on your phone or get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can bring it with you anywhere. You heard Mike Vrabel yesterday. Talking about Will Campbell, he was asked directly about Campbell. He kind of made it a broader answer. Well, you know, anybody in the trenches, I want them to keep their feet, don't want to be on the ground, don't want to see them off balance. Bad news, the first drill with Keon White yesterday, Will Campbell knocked off balance, the exact thing that Mike Vrabel said he didn't want to see yesterday. First day with the pads on. Can't make that excuse anymore for the offensive linemen. They now have their pads on, and it's not just defensive linemen speeding around them. So you can't make that excuse. Meanwhile, you have Morgan Moses continuing to struggle out there. Mike Giardi had a note yesterday. Whoever is at right tackle, Moses, or when he's on a pitch count, Demontre Jacobs, they're having trouble blocking Kalavon Chasen
who I understand is having a good camp.
Yeah, hey now.
But he's on his third team and largely considered a first-round bust.
But this might be the spot for him.
Could be.
He might be like Mike Vrabel. Like Mike
Maybe.
Vrabel didn't flash till he got to New England.
That's
didn't
true.
Flash in Pittsburgh.
That's true. No one on this team as of right now can block him. Andy Hart said yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, I've seen the social video out there today. He's getting a lot of flack for it. But he said the offensive line looks worse than it did a year ago.
Oh, my God.
So what's going on with the O-line in year two for Drake May? That's what he said.
They started Michael C. Jordan last year on the offensive line.
That's what the man said.
That better not be the case. No, I'll tell you what. The tackles we knew going in were going to be stronger, to be honest, than their – the center was an unknown and – left guard, and it was like Cole Strange. They drafted Wilson. They signed Bradbury, and it was maybe some combination of that. Mike Onwenu, maybe the one guy you're like, all right, he's your right guard. You go from there. Morgan Moses, he's missed a little bit of time in the last couple of years, but he's been in the league a long time. I thought you at least got a NFL starting right tackle, and I didn't even think too much of it where he wasn't out there for all the reps because you're like, all right, maybe they know what they have in him. He's older than everybody else they have on the line. You got to try to maintain this guy, make sure he's ready for the season. But then when you find out that when he is out there, he's getting blown by, not ideal.
Don't love it.
Not ideal. Will Campbell, I'm way more like give him the benefit of the doubt. You're a rookie, ease your way in. As long as it's not all bad reps, which it isn't, I'll take that.
In fairness, he ended arrow up yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had what Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, referred to as a mixed bag. So you're right. It wasn't all bad, but it started bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it started bad. And then this would be the glass half full look at it. Maybe Keon White is primed for a big year, and maybe Ka'Lavon Chasen.
Just bookend.
Keon White, maybe.
New England sack exchange.
Chasen, I wouldn't put a lot of stock into yet.
Okay.
Let's see it. But Keon White, haven't we been waiting for him to kind of break through and be a pretty good player?
Yes.
We love what he says. We love his attitude. The guy seems like an absolute maniac who only cares about football and playing violent football. So I like that part of it. And so maybe we'll look back on it midway through the season and say, man, Will Campbell actually had a tougher challenge in camp than we gave him credit for. You know, yeah, it's not Max Crosby, it's not TJ Watt, but those guys are, you know, defensive player of the year candidates. But maybe Keon White is an above average pass rusher. And so, yeah, he's not going to win every single matchup. That's sort of the glass half full approach where you're like, all right, maybe the level of competition is pretty good on that side.
So, look, I would just be fair on this. I think the receivers, and Diggs has had a couple of down days, but I'm willing to read into it and say the receivers have caught my eye a little bit. Kyle Williams made a play on day one. Pop Douglas looks pretty good.
Yep.
Steph Diggs looked great the first 2 days, maybe less so the last two, but at least he looks healthy. Like, there's no question to me he's healthy and ready to go. And so I consider that a good thing. Kayshon Booty has jumped out. And so I like what I've seen out of the receivers. I still wouldn't call it a great receiver room, but I would acknowledge that from what we've seen through 5 days of camp, one day of pads, today will be day two, I think the receivers are probably a slight upgrade from what I expected coming in, and I didn't expect much.
Right.
I also didn't expect much out of the offensive line, and I would say that one looks like a slight downgrade. Like, Jared Wilson, the rookie out of Georgia, has a little bit of buzz around him at camp. Is he a center? Is he a guard? It feels like, just judging by what we see in terms of where he is mixing in on the depth chart, and some of the buzz from the beat writers is he's one of their best five offensive linemen. He's probably going to fit in somewhere. Is it left guard? Is it center? Maybe it's even right guard. But he's going to mix in somewhere. That's a guy with some buzz at camp. We've seen back-to-back days with failed exchanges between he and Drake May.
I know.
So it's like even one of the guys who you kind of feel good about in this camp and is getting a little bit of buzz, there's a few knocks on him. So if I'll be consistent, the receivers are like a slight upgrade.
Yeah.
I still don't think it's a great group. I never thought the offensive line was a great group, but that through 5 days is a slight downgrade.
Yeah, it might be. How about this, though? Week one last season, obviously things changed. They had 1,000 different combinations at offensive line. Mm-hmm. Last year, do you want to play guess the starting lineup week one?
Well, I might be at a bit of an unfair advantage because I heard Shyman Wiggy talking about this last week. So the left tackle was Okorafor.
Yep, he later quit. later that game, literally that game, he quit. He was just like, I'm out of here.
He quit, so their starting left tackle?
Not for me.
Their starting left tackle quit.
Okay, you just said the name, but I did again hear Shimon Wiggy talking about this. I believe the left guard was the other Michael Jordan.
Yeah, well, not even the other Michael Jordan, the third Michael Jordan.
I'm sorry, not even Michael B. Jordan.
No, you're in the NFL, and you have two guys with your name way more famous. But yes, the other Michael, the third Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, the third.
He was a guard.
I believe the starting
at
center.
At guard, Michael Jordan.
I believe the starting center was Andrews, right?
Yeah, so David Andrews before he got hurt and in his last season. The other guard was Layden Robinson.
It wasn't Onwenu?
Yeah, Michael Onwenu started, but I think he started a tackle in that game. So you had Onwenu out of position. You had Okorafor, who later quit. You had Michael Jordan, who you later cut. You had Layden Robinson, who I don't think would start on this team.
No. He's probably not even going to make this team.
Right, not even make this team. Right, so I think maybe they look worse. Like, I'll take Andy Hart's word for it. He's been at every camp, I think, since 2000. So I'll take his word for what guys look like through the first week. And they might look worse right now, but I still feel like on paper.
And I know the games aren't played on paper.
What? But on paper, they are better. I think Onwenu at guard and whoever wins the guard battle over there is better. I think, let's see, maybe Morgan Moses is cash. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, Morgan Moses and Will Campbell, I think, should be better than Onwenu and Okorafor.
I agree with that.
So that remains to be seen.
They might not have been so far in camp, but I agree that they should be. Yes.
The starting they put down for this three wide receivers started in week one. Obviously, I forget exactly what formation they had for the first snap of the game, but looking at this, they had three wide receivers listed as starters. Do you want to guess who they were?
Yeah.
This is week one against Cincinnati.
Was Polk one of them?
No,
he wasn't even.
No,
I know it wasn't
was
Bourne
not listed. No.
I don't think it would have been Booty.
No, it was not.
What the hell am I forgetting off that?
It's pretty amazing.
Pop Douglas.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Pop Douglas was one of them. Yes, so he'll probably be back. And then these two guys will most likely be replaced by
K.J. Osborne?
Yes.
And then who?
Tyquan Thornton. So they started Pop, Tyquan Thornton, K.J. Osborne. Tyquan Thornton and K.J. Osborne couldn't even make it through the season on a four-win team with horrible receivers.
Definitely not.
So if you switch those guys out with Steph Diggs, and whoever emerges from Kyle Williams, Kayshon Booty, Kendrick Bourne, the receiving room is significantly better than a year ago. You're hoping that the offensive line is as well, but that doesn't seem like as sure of a thing, right? Like just walking onto the field, Steph Diggs greater than KJ Osborne or Kendrick Osborne and Tyquan Thornton. Like just those, that's an addition by subtraction. Just not even having those guys on the roster anymore.
Yeah, so look, I do think it's an upgrade in both those rooms, but one we've seen on the field, the other we haven't. The receivers have looked better. How much better, we can debate, but they do look better than I expected and certainly than they were a year ago. O-line has not been that. That would be Will Campbell, who we'll get to here in a moment, and also on the other side, Morgan Moses, the veteran right tackle who is on, at best, a pitch count, and at worst, can't block Calavad Chasen on his third team, former bust of a first-round
pick.
Or
maybe he found something. Maybe Le'Veon Chasen has been unlocked.
Could be.
Finally.
It could be. It just took Mike Vrabel to unlock him. It's very possible.
That's what I'm banking on.
You just heard the whistle. They are officially getting started here today, day six at training camp again in pads in Foxborough.
Here we go. Already hot.
I'm doing my unofficial attendance. Both me and Mike Reese are reporting that Austin Hooper is out here.
Hoop.
We have not seen Austin Hooper yet. He was on PUP.
Was that why the crowd was going, Hoop?
You heard him really giving him a good chant.
Yeah.
I'm still working my way through the roster, Keith. I have not seen Christian Gonzalez out there today. I wouldn't expect much positive news on Gonzo here today.
So let's hope they don't lose their second best player today at camp. First full pad of practice knocked out the best player. Second full pad of practice is right now.
We both agree that would be Steph Diggs, right? Based on our list. We agree that would be Diggs.
Yes, top five current Patriots.
I was about to say Drake May, and then you're like, no, he wasn't even on my list.
No, Drake May is probably more important, but we were talking about just straight up best.
So we'll continue to monitor attendance here on day six at camp. But the big news yesterday was Gonzo leaving early. I think it's going to be real hard for them to win any games without him on the field, Keith, defensively. They're certainly in a better spot to do it. I also think it's way premature to assume he's going to miss any games, even if he has a fairly significant hamstring strain and he didn't like completely tear the thing. If he just has a fairly significant hamstring strain, he should be back certainly by the time the year gets going.
Yeah, and then, he's one of those guys that you really don't need to see much of him during preseason games. Like, they have a handful of guys that if they missed all three preseason games, you'd be like, all right, fine. Just get ready for the regular season. You know, plenty of other guys have battles to win and positions to lock up and all that stuff. But Gonzalez isn't one of them, so you just want him in the best shape possible for when the regular season rolls around.
So, but again, I feel good about him being out there for like week one.
Yeah.
If you miss an off season, and you know, not that he hasn't been putting in work in OTAs and on his own, but if you're missing time at training camp with a soft tissue injury, those are the kind of things that do nag and pop back up, and especially if you rush back from them too quickly. So I think before we even fully know what the injury is, and I don't think I've seen any updates about it this morning, or I certainly haven't. Maybe they're out there and I've missed them. But even we don't fully know what it is. We certainly know what it looked like yesterday. I would imagine timeline-wise, he should be ready week one. The question is,
I would hope so.
Is he full go then? And is this something that hangs around and continues to bother him and impact him when he's playing? I don't think you're out of the woods on that one.
No.
But as long as it's not a significant tear, he should be out there timeline-wise, I would think.
And if you want
week one, which is like 6 weeks away.
Yeah, it is. It is sneaking out. It's early this year, Jones. Labor Day is September 1st, so then the season starts that Thursday, and then the Patriots play that Sunday at 1 on the 7th against the Raiders. And if you want to look at it this way, too, if you really want to like get ahead of ourselves, the Raiders don't have that prototypical number one receiver that you'd say, oh, they need Gonzalez for, whereas the next couple of weeks, Dolphins and Steelers, he's going to be – the whole secondary is going to be tested a lot more in those games than they would be against the Raiders. The Raiders, it's really going to be about who covers Brock Bowers. Like, who's going to be the guy
lined up on
him more so than any individual wide receiver.
That is a good point. Twitch chat wants to know, if Gonzo weren't ready to go week one, how would that impact man-to-man-to-man?
Well, a lot of times they don't let you interview injured players. Now, I don't know if that was just a Belichick thing or if that's a Patriots thing in general. But
wouldn't you assume most things that were Belichick things will be Vrabel things?
Kind of, yeah. I do.
Not all. I mean, no. I'm not saying they're exactly the same. But again, this is why I do consider Vrabel part of the Bill tree. He still learned more stuff, and he's more similar to Bill, I think, than any other coach. And so I'd imagine we'll find that out this year.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine from a media standpoint, that's what we're getting.
If we don't get man-to-man-to-man.
Well, week one of all weeks, Keith.
Wow.
People are going to be like tuning in. They're going to be like, where is it? I've been waiting all offseason for it. Like, we need him healthy for
week one. Then week two, we'll ask him 20 questions. 20 rapid-fire questions.
Yeah, yeah. You got out of the first week, Christian?
No, we have a lot more.
Wait, did
we ask him 10 each time or 5? It was just 5? 5 crazy questions?
Oh, no, it was 5 each. We asked 10.
Was it 10 questions? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I had trouble coming up with 5 every week. I had to crowdsource them. I can't take the full blame for all. Some of these were Twitter inspired.
Yeah, some of them for
some
sure
of them were suggestions from other people in my life. But yes, I it was tough to come up with 5 every week.
They were submitted,
but we soldier through for you. And we do this for you, the people out there.
I think it was the third week you asked him what show he was on. He did nail it. I think the first one caught him off guard. The second one, I don't think he had done the research on.
What show are you on right now?
Yeah. I forgot about that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, a great question.
Not everybody knows. I mean, sometimes the listening audience changes all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
And so you got to reset. You got to tease. You got to do things like this. Yeah. And I was just making sure Christian Gonzalez knew where he was. But yeah, I think it's the second, maybe the third week where he actually learned that it was Jones and Keith.
And he didn't sound super confident when he
said
it.
I don't think he felt great about his answer,
but
he did finally
answer.
Did he say Keith?
Maybe Keith.
Well, yeah, we'll allow that.
Accept it.
I would have taken Jones, or if he just had one of our names, I would have been like, you're good.
Yeah, you're good. And you know that somebody was just mouthing it to him. Somebody, Jones and Keith. He's like, yeah, that's what it is. No, but I do look forward to that. We haven't heard that we're not talking to him this year.
No, we haven't heard that we're not.
Could be more Gonzo.
But that is something I hadn't considered yesterday with all the discussion about Gonzalez and his injury.
It's exciting.
What does that mean from man to man to man? And I like your point, Keith. If he does happen to miss a week or two, we're just the next time we interview him after that, we'll just backlog all those questions. Those questions don't just disappear.
No. Twitch.
Christian, you come on this show every single week here on WEEI. What is the name of this radio show?
Couldn't tell you.
I do like that he didn't even like fake it. I couldn't tell you. Don't even know where to start on that one.
I mean, he should have been like Dingo and the Baby. Like, he should have just like made something up, but he's like, I couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you.
He got me there. I got to tip my cap to you guys. He got me on that one.
Would we have accepted Joe and Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe and Keith.
That's for the Twitch chat.
Absolutely would have accepted Joe and Keith.
That's in the ballpark.
Yes. Okay, well, that's the latest, as we know it, on Christian Gonzalez. Offensive line struggling. Andy Hart says it looks worse than it did a year ago.
Man.
Campbell had a rough first rep yesterday with Keon White, though he did rebound after that. Morgan Moses apparently doesn't look good out here, getting constantly replaced. And when he's on the field, can't block Kalavon Chasen. Your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Speaking of Drake May,
yes,
and Christian Gonzalez,
mm-hmm.
both of them are talented players under 25 on this New England Patriots roster. ESPN came out with a rank. You know I like a good rank, Keith, a good list. Where do the Patriots slot in the NFL in talent under 25? The answer may surprise you, along with people expecting big things out of Drake May this year. We'll get to all of it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.